The brushes on used automatic washes are not properly cleaned. And therefore, you know what happens? They create streaks on your car. They create all those swirls. And more importantly, you know what's real? They create damage. Here's the number one thing that I have sat with forever and a day. It is so true as a CEO to throw money and to throw speed at your problems. The reality is that we can't throw money and we can't throw speed at our problems because it actually doesn't fix the problem. And the goal for me is to fix the problem. So the other day I was saying to myself, man, you know, down the street. So right here, we're at the studio and we acquired a building down the street here in Phoenix, Arizona. And right next to it is like a super mom and pop Turo business. Now I was driving by and I realized that every single car that they're renting out cars ridiculously. And I saw that every single one of them were being washed by hand. And it led me to this crazy idea. I was like, why are they washing all their cars by hand? They have like 35 cars in the art of scaling a business. I'm here thinking it would be so fast. You could come through, you're good. It would be so fast for us to put them all through the cars. But then I'm like, no, because someone, that CEO said, I don't want to damage the car. I want to do it right. I want to get longevity. I want my cars to be crystal, crystal clean. And then it hit me. When was the last time I washed my car? The reality is that I sit inside of my car, go through a drive-through, all these things happen, and I believe my car is clean on the other side, but that's because I got rid of the surface dirt. I feel like I had to go and wash my car because in my business, I had become true to just surface dirt. Surface dirt is the easiest way to go out of business. It's the easiest way to lose star employees. It's the easiest way to F up your cash flow. Say hello to the train. It is the easiest way. I bet you the train's going to stop right here because it's like, we don't care about what you have to say. But it's the easiest way to just kind of go down south. And as a CEO, when you have a lot of different departments, you're looking around and you're like, well, flip. Why is it customer service? Is it the sales department? Is it marketing? You're thinking to yourself, you need a new executive leadership team. You hear this bright idea that you should have a course, a podcast, whatever it might be. And all of a sudden you squirrel. And the truth is that the problems in your business are right inside of the dirt you don't want to see. It is all the things that the car wash, the automated process, it can't get to. This year coming back into my company, I realized that I had too many things on autopilot. I came back into my company after being a year off, being sick. And when you're scaling a company, you absolutely have to have your hand on things in order to figure out, well, what do I do next? What I started to do was put myself through this automated process. But then guess what happened? I was like, when was the last time? Let's venture. Well, I was like, when was the last time there's a whole fight about to break out? I'm like, I don't think I want to be a part of it. But listen, think about this with me. When was the last time you washed your own car? I mean, imagine if I told you that by washing your own car, you would pick up the dirt on the inside and the outside of your business. What if I told you that by washing your own car, you would make your company stronger? So what I decided to do was I sat down, come with me, we're going to go this way. So what I decided to do was I went outside 7 o'clock in the morning and I washed my own car. I know this sounds absolutely insane, but I realized I hadn't done this in too long and it was way too long. I got a bucket, I got soap, I got water and my hose and I started washing. Here's what I found. My car had way more scratches on it than I realized. I also saw that I had paint coming off on the top of my car and never even noticed. And then inside of the cracks, it looked like that stuff hadn't been washed in a decade. And all I could think to myself was I would have never have seen these things had I been on the inside comfortably paying my way through the problem. Number one, stop paying your way through the problem. Number two, stop throwing money at the situations and stop throwing speed. The name of the game, like to actually win in this CEO business thing, is to go back to the basics. Go back to the basics. So for me, walking outside with a bucket and a mop was every bit of me going back to the basics in my business. It was being able to see, like, what's happening, what's not happening, where's the real dirt, where do I actually need to fix? You know, it reminds me of this client. I had this client. I can't wait to tell you one day about this business. This guy has been here. Hold on, let me show you this real quick. This guy has been here in business, I believe, for 60-something years. And the word on the street is that he's like 103 or 4 years old. He's so awesome and inspires me every day because right now he's sitting there and he's at work. Anyhow, it's a different CEO story. But the truth is that I said to myself, the very first time that I started flipping, not flipping businesses, but we have a world called the Shadow CEO. And that's where I take companies and I go inside and pull these companies apart and pull them back together. So I started asking myself, like, what was one of the key ways in which I went into a chimney company? They were doing about $4 or $5 million. And the reality is that he brought me in to fix things on the front end. So I was brought in to fix like their service department, not service department, but to add a service part of their business, to up their sales, to add more reoccurring revenue. But the reality is that for me, every time I'm going to like start something like that, like every time I'm going to dive into a business and pull apart their business, I start at the back end. I go back to the basics. So what I did is I got to their city, got dressed 6 o'clock in the morning and got ready to load the trucks. I went in the trucks and went out on the field. There is no way for you to see how to fix your company if you're way over there. The easiest, like right away, number one thing that you can do right now with what you have that won't cost you a penny, that'll be easy and that'll bring all your people closer to you, is by going in the center into the back, whatever and wherever is fulfillment. However you serve customers and clients, that's where you see your front end problems, by starting at the back. I pray that that makes sense. From this CEO to another, I'm going to tell you, there is nothing that's going to help you win this thing faster than getting yourself dirty. So in our in this episode of the Daily Tea, that is it. I'm headed back inside so that I can start at the back of another part of a product or service that we sell and work my way up to the front to figure out how to make this thing stronger. I want to know, what are you going to do? Are you going to go wash your car? I'm going to tell you, it is so eye-opening.